Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at how futures are trading on this Tuesday morning. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat, 725 and a half, down 6. March wheat in Chicago, 702 and a quarter, up 3. March corn, 701 and three quarters, up 8 and a quarter. July, 677, up 5 and a half. And December, at 553, up 2 and three quarters. March soybeans, 1450, down 1 and a quarter. July at 1419 is down 3. November, 1259 and a quarter, down 6 and 1 quarter. March soybean meal, 426.60, up a dollar. March soybean oil, 49.50, down 57 cents. February live cattle, 126.95. It is exactly where it started the day, unchanged. March feeders, 140.87 and a half, up 7 and a half. And April lean hogs are 81.92 and a half, and they are up 2 and 1 half.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. And it's last chance Texaco for sure. If you want to go to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, I think about 18 tickets are left, and we will not be selling tickets the day of the event. You must have a ticket in hand to attend. So today would be a great day to call, 217-333-7300. We will be cutting off ticket sales tomorrow in order to allow those last tickets to be put in the mail in time for you to receive them. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Well, it's nice and dry in here, but it's pouring down rain outside, so I guess that's better than snow.
Well, I guess so, but it will fully charge the eastern corn belt, will it not?
I think so. I really think that right here in this area, we were pretty good shape on moisture anyway. Most of the tile ditches were running, and to me, that's always a sign that the ground's pretty full of water when the tiles are running pretty strong. So
let's turn our attention to the marketplace, where the corn market has perked up earlier in the day. It looked like it was a bull spread affair, but now it looks like all the contracts are gaining.
Yes, I think part of that's, just the fact that, corn had been probably down, 13 out of the last 17 days, and I think they're taking some profit and probably bottom pickers coming in and trying to pick up a bargain and, for a rally off the lows here would be my best impression of the market today. I don't know. Some of the had been saying that they thought the low was being put in or real close to it, so maybe in the May, and maybe the low 80s is the low, and we've bounced off the low about a dime today, so maybe we're going to make a little rally back to $7 or $7.10.
I was going to say $7.12 in your sights, and I wondered about that number given the fact that March corn goes into delivery a week from today.
You know, there should be a lot of strength in the March corn just for the simple fact that there's not a lot of corn, you know, being sold right now, and they may have to rally the March corn to get some of it moving in the country. So, you know, I think March corn definitely does have a chance at 7.10 to 7.15 with no problem.
Meanwhile, it's also a tale of two pits in soybeans, March and November, acting quite differently.
Yes, I think everybody is convinced that we're going to have huge acreage in the soybeans, and South America's beans are starting to come to port a little bit, and they're all speculating we're going to have close to trend line yield in the soybeans with large acreage, which creates a quite large carryover, and I think that's what's forcing the November beans down. There's just no strength there right now. I mean, if we have a weather event, then Novi beans are going to skyrocket out of this doldrums. But right now, everybody says, you know, weather's good, looks good, plenty of moisture.
So what is the downside risk in November beans?
Oh, I think if we have a normal growing year, you know, I'm not sure what normal is, but if we have an adequate growing year, close to trend line yields, 76 to 78 million acres planted, I think there'll be a 10 in front of the market, 10.50, 10.25.
So $2 good, so good $2 lower from where we are now.
Yes.
Are you keeping track of the insurance numbers for the month of February?
Yes, I've got that here.
We just have about, 4 or 5 sessions left, and we'll have the insurance rates for corn and beans for the fall. And I was just curious to know if where we're standing today, because we're probably not going to move too much more off of the average, I would think.
Well, I've got it right here on a piece of paper if I can find it.
I know. It's often when you need that piece of paper, you won't find it, and it will come up just about the time I get off the phone with
yes,
you.
Yes, it will. All right, spring insurance. As of this morning, these corn was 567. Last year it was 568. At this date, and
okay.
November beans are 1292 versus 1254 last year on this date.
So what does this tell you? What did you think this might imply for spring planting?
You know, I think it's basically those numbers are kind of, I mean, the higher the number, the better insurance we can get. So I guess I would say that would lean towards maybe if you got a field or acreage that you're not decided on, probably going to corn.
Okay.
You know, the ratios kind of came back in a little bit where it's not out of whack the way it was a couple weeks ago. So.
Thank you, John.
All right. We'll see you, Dave.
John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in the futures market. March corn, 7.02 and 3 quarters, now 7.02 and a quarter, up 8 and 3 quarters. July, 6.77 and a half, up 6. December, 5.54 and a quarter, up 4. March soybeans, 14.53 and a quarter, up 2. July, 14.22 unchanged. And November, at 12.62, down 3 and a half, now 3 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 4.27.50, up 1.90. March soybean oil, 49.57, down 5 cents, no 50, make that. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.